Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Hey, Dave.
Yeah, Randy.
Since we founded Bombas, we've always said our socks, underwear, and T-shirts are super soft. Any new ideas?
Maybe sublimely soft.
Or disgustingly cozy.
Wait, what?
I got it. Bombas. Absurdly comfortable essentials for yourself.
And for those facing homelessness.
Because one purchased equals one donated.
Wow, did we just write an ad?
Yes.
Bombas. Big comfort for everyone. Go to bombas.com/ACAST and use code ACAST for 20% off your first purchase.
Hello all of you beautiful people, Jules here for WhatCulture.com. You know what, there's a lot to be said for films that open themselves up for repeat viewings, that reward those who keep coming back for more with neat little Easter eggs and thoughtful hidden details. Who doesn't love a movie that fleshes itself out the more they watch it? Well, you better be careful, because sometimes after watching for all of those tiny details, you might find something that, it's pretty disturbing. And these 10 films, which are all beloved classics of their respective genres, hit some ominous, unsettling, and simply effed up moments in plain sight for keen-eyed viewers to catch. So let's take a look at these horrible things today. As I'm Jules, this is WhatCulture.com, and these are 10 disturbing moments you totally missed in your favourite movies. Number 10. David Bowie's face is hidden throughout the film. Labyrinth. Jim Henson's Labyrinth may be one of the most gorgeously crafted fantasy films ever made, but it's also possibly one of the creepiest too, topped by a gloriously unsettling performance by David Bowie as Jareth, the Goblin King. As if Jareth courting 16-year-old Sarah Williams wasn't queasy enough, Labyrinth also features a number of scenes where Jareth's face is sneakily hidden in the environment. In 7 establishing shots throughout Sarah's journey, David Bowie's face is eerily baked into rock faces, trees, and even the ground itself, sure to send a chill running down the spine of anyone who actually notices it. And while it's often said that the human brain is designed to seek out human faces wherever it can, in this case, your mind is most certainly not playing a trick on you. It's entirely the doing of Henson and his skilled crew. Number 9. Scar costume in Hercules. Disney are the informal masters of sneaking disturbing material into their family-friendly movies, and one of their all-time most disquieting examples appears in Hercules. During the scene where Hercules is posing for a painting, attentive viewers might notice that he's wearing a pelt, one that should look rather familiar to Disney fans because it is in fact Scar from The Lion King. Or to be more specific, it's his furry remains. As horrible as Scar was, it's still a bit nauseating to see him end up skinned and turned into a piece of clothing for the hero in another Disney movie, a totally unrelated one no less. Zazu wasn't far off when he said that Scar would make a very handsome throw rug, it seems. It's easily missed due to the sheer speed at which Scar's face passes across the screen, especially when viewed as a kid, but once you know, it might just destroy what little remains of your childlike innocence. Number 8. The Masturbating Monkey, Harry Potter and the Chamber of Secrets. In addition to keeping overt graphic violence out of kids' films, it's also a smart move not to make a supposedly family-friendly entertainment anywhere near sexy. Unfortunately, Harry Potter and the Chamber of Secrets had a bit of an unintended gaffe in this department when Professor McGonagall is taking one of her classes at Hogwarts. If you keep your eyes peeled to the left-hand side of the screen, you'll notice a monkey hanging in a cage, and if you look closer, it appears to be, playing with itself as McGonagall takes her class. Though this is clearly just a mistake that made it through editing, the fact that director Chris Columbus cuts directly to awkward reaction shots of the main cast members, including Harry, Hermione, and Ron, almost makes it seem purposeful. Now, there's nothing inherently wrong with animals acting on their most natural and innate urges, but it's probably best to keep it out of films made for kids. Number 7. The dentist didn't wash his hands after using the bathroom. Finding Nemo. Though Pixar hasn't ever shied away from the grim realities of life in their movies, they took that to an unexpectedly icky end in their beloved animated classic Finding Nemo. During the film's iconic dentist set piece, there's a brief shot where the dentist is seen coming out of the bathroom. But if you stop and think about it for a moment, the dentist literally opens the door immediately after flushing the toilet, suggesting that he didn't wash his hands. This would be slightly alarming were the man a construction worker or a mechanic, but given that his day-to-day job is literally putting his hands in people's mouths with gloves on admittedly, it is still pretty damn disgusting. We'll give Pixar the benefit of the doubt here and assume that they just wanted to move things along quickly rather than make any particular statement about the guy's hygiene practices. Number 6. The Irish mother's story foreshadows her kids drowning. Titanic. In fairness, James Cameron's Titanic is absolutely packed to the gills with deeply disturbing moments, given more than 1,500 of the doomed ship's passengers never made it off the vessel alive. You'll likely remember the chilling scene late in the movie where an unnamed Irish mother tells her children a fantastical story in order to put them asleep as the Titanic sinks. But if you're actually listening to the particulars of the story itself, the scene somehow becomes even more heartbreaking. She says to her children, "And so they lived happily together for 300 years in the land of Tir na n Og, of eternal youth and beauty." The story is obviously referencing the fact that these poor kids won't ever grow up, but the land of Tir na n Og is also a major city in Celtic mythology which can only be reached by travelling underwater. Basically, the mother is using the story to explain to her children that they're about to be consumed by water, though sadly they won't end up transported to a magical land as a result. Devastating. Number 5. The Creepy Tin Toy Baby. Toy Story 2. One of the most hilarious moments in Toy Story 2 sees the toys flicking through the TV channels looking for Al's toy barn. And when Rex takes a rather leisurely approach to channel surfing, Ham decides to take the wheel and fly through them at max speed. The channels speed by so fast it's practically impossible to make out more than fleeting blurry images, though most of these clips are in fact taken from Pixar's first ever 1988 short, Tin Toy. But what's disturbing about this? Well, as groundbreaking as the short was, its depiction of a 3D animated baby is more than a little creepy, and its uncanny, gormless face is visible for a few frames during Toy Story 2, and nobody needs to see a horror like that in their life. Number 4. There's a paedophile on the dating website. Burn after reading. The Coen brothers' deliciously entertaining black comedy certainly isn't afraid to dabble with the darker aspects of the human condition, though one of its most skin-crawling revelations appears on screen for just a fraction of a second. Early in the film, we see gym worker Linda browsing through an online dating website, and for a moment, a user named AlanM2007 is shown on the screen. She quickly scrolls past the guy's profile, though if you quickly smash the pause button, you'll notice that under his turn-ons, he's listed kids. While it's possible the man meant to say that he enjoys the company of kids, it does rather fit the film's tenor of gallows humor to have a pedophile hiding in plain sight, especially considering that his physical appearance is rather similar to that of a stereotypical creeper. And this is the Coens after all, so there's virtually no chance it was a coincidence. Number 3. Mr. Babinski is a Chernobyl survivor. Coraline. Leica's gorgeous stop-motion animation, Coraline may be a card-carrying dark fantasy film, but it's also one which conceals a fascinating and devastatingly real subplot right in plain sight. Throughout the film, Coraline encounters her kooky neighbor, Mr. Babinski, and no matter what he's doing, he's always seen wearing a distinctive medal on his chest. Though the film doesn't ever explain the origins of the medal, it's actually totally real, having been awarded to the liquidators who helped clean up after the 1986 Chernobyl disaster. Sadly, many of the liquidators suffered from both physical and mental maladies in the decades since the cleanup job, which may explain why Babinski is such an eccentric as well as having sickly blue skin. While this obviously flies clean over the heads of younger viewers, and likely most adults in fairness, to anyone who realizes, it's one of the most memorably haunting slivers of a character development in any animated film ever. Number 2. The Flayed Human Skin. Indiana Jones and the Temple of Doom. It's not exactly a secret that Indiana Jones and the Temple of Doom is a shockingly queasy action-adventure film. I mean, this is the film where the villain rips out somebody's heart, after all. But one of the film's most disgusting visuals is hidden in plain sight during the scene where Indy attempts to retrieve the mystical Sankara stone from a temple lair. At that moment, Indy looks up, revealing some sheets in the distance, which are actually the flayed skin of sacrificial victims. though this would be just subtle enough to fly over kids' heads, to an adult pair of eyes, the revolting truth becomes much clearer. And there are a few other shots throughout the film where these displays are visible, ensuring that Temple of Doom is one of the most hardcore family films ever made. And number one, Average Joe actually cheated to win. Dodgeball, a true underdog story. After the stomach-churning horror of that previous visual, we'll wrap up this list with something a little less awful by deferring to the classic Vince Vaughn, Ben Stiller comedy, Dodgeball. The entire film is built on the premise of everyday schlub Peter defeating the mighty physical specimen that is White Goodman in a climactic dodgeball tournament. And though he ultimately does prevail in the final sudden-death contest, he actually doesn't do it honestly. Before the final showdown begins, the referee is heard saying both feet must remain in the triangle at all times. Yet when Peter throws the game-winning ball directly at Goodman's face, Peter's left foot is glimpsed outside of the triangle for one fleeting shot. After all of these years, in a film focused on the underdogs triumphing over their highfalutin enemies, Peter only saved his gym by cheating. Whether it was intentional or not on his part, or the part of the filmmakers even, it's up for debate given that Peter was blindfolded, but even so, Peter's throw clearly should have been discounted. Again, while not quite as harrowing as some of the other entries on this list, it fundamentally changes the tone of that happy ending in a low-key, disgusting manner.
Hey, it's Paige DeSorbo from Giggly Squad. High quality fashion without the price tag. Say hello to Quince. I'm snagging high-end essentials like cozy cashmere sweaters, sleek leather jackets, fine jewelry, and so much more. With Quince being 50 to 80% less than similar brands. And they partner with factories that prioritize safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. I love that. Luxury quality within reach. Go to quince.com/style to get free shipping and 365-day returns on your next order. Quince.com/style.